Lone Star Living. What else do you need?
If Dudley were here, if Dudley was here, he'd say, "And we're live." But he's not. He's not. He's actually probably pissed right now that I didn't tell him, "Hey, we're doing the brief." Although it's Wednesday morning, so one would assume, "Hey, we're doing the brief." Good morning, everybody. I'm Bear with BearIndependent.com, founder and CEO of RefugeMedical.com, and president of Grindstone Ministries, amid a thousand other things that I do on a daily basis, including talking to y'all. Good morning to everybody in the chat. Typically, I do this from a sideways iPhone, but I had a moment of dumbassery and left the work phone on my porch. And I didn't want to crawl out of the bunker up there to get it. So we're set up on the laptop this morning. So hopefully the sound is 5x5. If you could let me know in the chat, do you hear me? Can you see me? I see you with my eyeballs bare. I can hear you with my earballs bare. That'd be great. Thank you, Prep and Survival. Prawn Solo, good morning. Nick Shea, 5x5. Are you Nick Lachey from the famous 1990s and 2000s boy bands? I'd like Jeremiah to know. Too. Jeremiah is alive?
I hope so.
Praise Yah. Nick Lachey, my little sisters would be very excited to meet you. I mean, Backstreet's back, all right? Anyway, good morning. If you're new here and you like shenanigans/news, please consider subscribing, ring the little bell icon. That way YouTube will pretend to send you a notification when we go live. Of course, if you're on Patreon, I post notifications there every time we go live so that you don't miss it. We are going to talk about union rail strikes yet again this morning. We're also going to talk about Iranian cybersecurity, a little bit of an update on GSM, Grindstone Ministries, and some cool stuff that's happening at Refuge. So that's right. Backstreet's back 100%. I think they are back, kind of like Bell Bottoms, although I know nothing about fashion.
With part of NSYNC, like they're together.
They're touring with NSYNC right now?
Together, like, yeah.
Insert bear squealing like a prepubescent girl here. All right. Union members of the Smart TD Railway Union just voted down a tentative labor contract brokered by the Biden administration. Voted down. So the union leadership was thumbs up for this. They're like, yeah, we can do this. And they presented it to the union workers. And they're like, I believe a direct quote was, hell no, nah, dog, hell no. Nah. If a deal isn't reached by the first week of December, which is approximately 8 days away, a strike could take place nationwide. Could take place. Now, it is, I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe it is well within the executive branch's authority, whether it should be or not, to compel those union workers to work. A railway strike just ahead of the holidays. Holidays, by the way, look at that word, H-O-L-I, days. It's a take on the old holy days. Holidays could have a significant ripple effect throughout the economy. However, it's not just about late holiday gifts, though. Agriculture, manufactured goods, and the general supply chain could be impacted, as well as rail transport. Rail transport is the backbone of the American supply chain. Forecasters predict economic losses of roughly 2 billion dollars per day, or roughly $730 billion per year, $750 billion per year, should the strike take place. And by the way, just an interesting anecdote, those union railway workers would have to be on strike for 2 years to equate to the economic impact of the current student loan debt relief that Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. asterisk is begging the Supreme Court to vote in favor of right now, just for a little bit of scale, just so we're all singing from the same sheet of music here. Extra pressure would be placed on the trucking industry should the rail lines go down. And there still aren't enough truckers in general, and there certainly aren't enough to pick up the slack of such a massive railway strike. In other words, if this strike occurs, there's no getting around it. The impact will be felt, period. Interesting thing with truck drivers. I'm a big fan of truck drivers. First of all, every one of you within the sound of my voice, do you have an IFAC in your truck? You should. The most dangerous thing you do statistically as an American is drive. And the number one thing that kills people that we can prevent, number one cause of preventable death. It's not diabetes. It's not heart attack, myocardial infarction. It's not, you know, rabid panthers jumping out of the woods and eating your face. It's uncontrolled bleeding. Although a rabid panther eating your face could generate uncontrolled bleeding, highly unlikely statistically as compared to driving. So if you're out there in your big rig driving your truck and you don't have an individual first aid kit with a tourniquet, pressure bandage, and wound packing gauze, you're wrong. And what does a new Peterbilt cost? $150,000-ish? Hell, a used Peterbilt that, you know, got a half a million miles on it, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000. And we're like, well, I don't know if I got the money for an individual first aid kit. Cool. It's just the blood inside your body. You don't need that. No worries. No, yeah, just die. No biggie. There's an interesting thing that happens with the demographics of driving, right? Truck drivers, typically speaking, they're male. Typically speaking, they're 30s, 40s, 50s in age. And there's just not enough people that are generally interested in driving a semi up and down the roads. And so, and then you add in all of the restrictions we saw during the Charlie Victor 19er and the cost of diesel, over the road truck driving seems to be a dying art. It needs to not be a dying art. Like was it Eisenhower built the, I keep looking over my shoulder here at Katie Lynn, who's like, she's like my Penelope from that Criminal Minds show. She's just back there with a headset, like, the locks to the building are quick set 6925s. You need to use a 30,000th shim and a leashy key and a jiggler in order to be able to get in there. And then there's lasers everywhere and mostly sharks with lasers on their foreheads. So you need to do a triple backflip so you can get in there to get the Jocko. Anyway, I keep looking over my shoulder at KL. But Eisenhower built the interstate road system, or Eisenhower signed. Good morning, Mark Chase. Thank you. Eisenhower signed the bill. There you go. And that was a defense initiative. I believe it's national highways were required. Something like every 10 or 20 mile stretch, there had to be a 1 mile stretch that was flat and straight, specifically so they could land airplanes on it. But also think about the defense applicability of something like that. Not only the ability to move stuff around the country, which is clearly important regarding trade and commerce, but to move, you know, all of the trucks and tanks and bombs and planes and guns and soldiers that it's going to take in order to institute martial law in the United States of America, whatever. But the demographics of truck driving are interesting, and there's not a lot of people who just want to drive a truck, even though there should be. In other news of things going awry, the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Agency, or CISA, revealed that a group backed by the Iranian government successfully hacked the federal civilian executive branch. Whee! The breach occurred at least as far back as February, but wasn't detected until mid-June. That should be fine. It's no big deal. It's worth noting that the hackers gained access through a log4shell, L-O-G, the number 4 shell, like you find on a beach or where you buy your gasoline from, a log4shell vulnerability. The same vulnerability that was discovered the previous December and that the Federal Trade Commission had threatened legal action over for any companies that didn't patch the vulnerability. Embarrassingly, the FTC is a member of the Federal Civilian Executive Branch. So the Federal Trade Commission said, if you don't fix this vulnerability, we are going to fine you for having this vulnerability. And then got hacked because of that vulnerability. I'm super duper surprised that the government was bad at its job. I mean, I'm beside myself over it. Can you believe it? She's laughing quietly at her desk. She can't believe it either.
I have dealt with the government way too much in the last 2 weeks.
You have dealt with the government way too much in the last 2 weeks. Yeah, and that was just local and state governments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. Brief interlude. This shirt right here says facts, not feelings on it. And this shirt is available from Sanctified Supply Co. Our brothers and sisters at Sanctified Supply Co. SawTheBlade.com. And this shirt is made by our brother Saw at Saw's Survival Applications and Weapons Systems, a channel that you should be subscribed to. And if you're not, I question your sanity. Really, really, really valuable information over there. And a brother who's doing good stuff, teaching the father's kiddos. And the proceeds from this shirt will go to directly benefit Grindstone Ministries and Caleb House. So if you think it's an abomination that children are being raped right now and that we should go do something about that, and you want a cool shirt, Sanctified Supply Co., there's a link in the description. Go get our brother Saw's shirt. It's a phenomenal shirt. It's got his logo on the back. Cool logo, right? Rah. Can you see that? Yes, you can see that. All right, cool. Fabulous. Gosh, I need to take a shower. I came straight from the gym to here, and doing this is not recommended. As we were saying, embarrassingly, the FTC is a member of the Federal Civilian Executive Branch. Senior Vice President of Cyber Strategy at Contrast Security Incorporated, Tom Kellerman, said, quote, "The Iranian cyber spies exploited this open source vulnerability months after it was disclosed and subsequently burrowed like a, what do they call those things? Groundhog. They burrowed like a groundhog into the agency network for 4 months before they were expelled. I, Tom Kellerman, am concerned that they might have used the agency network to island hop into other agency networks," end quote. So this begs a question and a comment, right, y'all? Calamity Jane, good morning. J.A. Dudley, good morning in the chat. Good morning to everybody in the chat. Great day. Superfish, what's up? It is a great day, Bear Nation. Y'all are going to do the things today, right? We sure are, Bear. We're going to do the things. Awesome. You're going to be the light today, right? You know it, Bear. We always be the light. All right, good talk, everybody. So the question is, should we just be Amish? Like, is it time? Is it time to be Amish now? Because I ask myself this question regularly. At what point does the cost outweigh the benefit with all this technology that we have? Like, dig a hole, get in the hole, pull brush over the top of you, stay in the hole, eat your food preps. Like, I don't know that we're there yet, but at some point, maybe. I mean, it's a fact, dude. It's a known fact. Like, this thing right here, your cell phone, that is a legitimate tracking device. We give cell phones to terrorists in other nations. We go, dude, it's so good getting to know you. Thanks so much. Hey, listen, if you ever need to contact me for anything, here's a cell phone. They walk out the door and is like, yeah, he's got the phone. Drop a J-dam on his forehead. Boom. Oops. Sorry, Fayed. Like, that happens all the time. And yet and still, we walk around with these things in our pockets, and then we're all pissed off about big data. It's like the number one product on the face of the earth right now is your data. That's how Meta/Facebook/Instagram makes their money. That's how Google makes their money. It's your data that you're giving them from the NSA tracking device in your pocket. And I'm doing it too. And I'm like, whether I want to or not. I'm just saying, I'm willing to admit that I am also participatory in this horse shit. I'm just wondering at what point were we like, that's it. Bonnets on, beards off, mustaches only, throw the suspenders and the straw hat on, hitch up the horses to the wagon. We're Amish now. Like, I don't know. I don't. Some people secretly want to get EMP'd. I think Pastor Joe and Sister Kate are in that column. I got one foot in and out of that column. It's like, it could be interesting, you know, like, KL said it could be interesting, but I'm going to miss DoorDash. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's time to be Amish. I don't know yet, but it feels like we're approaching the line in the sand for Amish stuff. It also illustrates this entire concept of, and we talk about this a lot at the channel, they're coming to save me. No, they're not. They're not coming to save you at all, unless you're like a 3-star, 4-star, in which case, why are you watching the brief? You should have better intel available to you. Unless you're like a person of importance in the continuity of government plan, they're not coming to save you. That's right, Dudley. No one is coming. They're also not coming to enslave you. They're just not coming. They're not coming. I can foresee in the grim future, post-apocalyptic America, I could totally foresee like the big they hole up in their bunkers and all us little people are like, AR or AK today? I don't know. I'm feeling a little AK-ish. Like, what are we doing? Like, we're going to survive today. You know, Amish with AKs, basically. It's basically us, right? And everybody fights it out. You know, the CDC had that report a few years ago that in a grid down scenario, they estimate that 90% of the population would be dead in a year, right? Like, good. The big they get what they want. They get depopulation. The only people who are left aliving are the people who are aliving, who are left alive, are the people who are good at surviving, right? And it's like, meh. There's your great reset right there. Like the little people, they either made it or they didn't. If they made it, we removed, I'm speaking from their perspective, we removed the useless eaters from the population and all we have left are strong people and far fewer people to revolt against us, to have to feed, to govern. And then we can all live in a communist Shangri-La where we're now forced to share everything because I'm not good at growing potatoes. I'm good at growing sheep. So I'll trade you some sheep for potatoes kind of thing, right? Like, I could totally see that. But the point is, they're not coming. There's a company called 30 Seconds Out. I love their motto. Their motto is, no one is coming, it's up to us. And I firmly believe that. No one is coming, it's up to us. I don't know how many times we've seen this doing Grindstone Ministries disaster relief stuff. I don't know how, this should be our motto as preppers. Nobody's coming, it's up to us. And here the Federal Trade Commission is talking about fining people because of this log4shell vulnerability that they could get hacked and then themselves getting hacked because of the same exact vulnerability. Yeah, embarrassing? Yes. Par for the course, 100%, as the cool kids say these days. I'm pretty sure that's one of the things they say, 100%. By the way, you want a bear mug? You can get them in the store or you can sign up on Patreon at a certain tier and you'll get a free bear mug. So Overcomer 777 said, you will take the mark or you will be beheaded. I won't do either of those things, homie. Did you not watch the John Titor video? Own a firearm and know how to use it. A firearm? Okay. Sounds good. Just last month in Australia, in Oz, the land of Oz, the federal government sought to greatly increase penalties for privacy breaches from $2.2 million, which in 2023 dollars is about $50, to $50 million, which in 2023 dollars is about $125. This came after two cyber attacks against telecommunications giant Optus and insurance monolith MetaBank impacted massive amounts of people. Sensitive health data and personal information was exposed and stolen. Data is the number one product on the face of the earth right now. If big companies and federal governments are being hacked, it's more than obvious that small businesses need to batten down their hatches as well. And so I'm talking to you, my fellow small business owners out there. Okay, this portion is for us. Also, if you work for a small business, this portion is for us as well. Celtic Crafting said, nobody is coming. Frankly, if I'm trying to survive or bug out, I don't want anyone to come to help. Other than my peeps, I agree. I want my peeps to show up and nobody else. And the cool thing is when you trick all of your people into living next to you and doing life with you, you don't have to worry about them showing up. They're just there already. Yo. Hey. Yeah, you just shout across the creek. Hey, it's SHTF today. We're not going to go to work. We're going to cut firewood instead. Okay. Meet at the gazebo. All right. Okay. Cool. That's pretty much how that would go down. Just send the kids as runners back and forth. Here you go, Wheeze. Don't forget to take your AK over there while you're playing. Small businesses made up 43% of all data breaches in 2019. And the average cost of a data breach was roughly $3 million per incident. even more concerning, within 6 months of a successful cyber attack, 60% of small businesses are forced to close down. Let me restate that. Within 6 months of a successful cyber attack, 60% of small businesses, 3 out of 5, are forced to close down. In order of commonality, the threats to small businesses appear to be 1, malware. Don't click the link in the email. Okay, there's a lot of that. You've been selected for a free $1,000 Amazon gift card. Okay, kiss my ass, not interested. 2, phishing. Oh, we noticed that your social security number seems to have been erased from the national database. Can you please restate your social security number? My favorite is when they call and they're like, hello, this is Jim with Social Security Infrastructure Company calling. First of all, bro, your name is not Jim. All right. So what is your name? Okay. Thank you, Hasim. No, I'm not interested. Nope. I don't want to give you my, well, if you don't give us social security number, warranty for truck is void. Okay. Later, bro. Best of luck. And 3, data breaches. That means like your data lives on a computer or a mainframe somewhere, and you have a weak-ass firewall and a bad router, and people just break your stuff and get in there and take your stuff. Unfortunately, the data also shows that small business owners are both overconfident and underfunded. Shifting back into prepper space for a minute, different hat. Deviant Olam had a very good video. It was a keynote at SaintCon in Salt Lake City, Utah, that he posted recently. Watch that with an open mind, because I've never met the guy. He and I politically, socially, ideologically do not agree on a lot of stuff. That's okay. As Pastor Joe says, chew the meat, spit out the bones, right? Lots of really good information. And I believe that video was called Wallet, Passport, Locksmith, Gun, or something like that. No. Attorney, Passport, Locksmith, Gun. Lawyer, Passport, Locksmith, Gun. Something like that. Talking about the 4 things that you need before you go operational and why you need them and the context in which those things would be useful. There's a lot of really good preparedness lessons in there. If you listen to it with a preparedness mindset, which is most of the passive learning that I do, is with a preparedness mindset. Really good talk. Recommend you check that out. But the reason I bring that up is Deviant Olam did a lot of red team stuff, like breaking people's stuff so that they can learn from being broken into, whether that's physically or digitally or whatever. And this is absolutely the case, that most small business owners are overconfident and underfunded. Especially as a small businessman, everything requires money. Everything's about cash flow. Everything's about capital expenditure. And you're like, our locks are good enough. Our router's good enough. Our encryption's good enough. It's like, yeah, for who? Good enough for who? For the meth head who's trying to sleep out behind your building while you're not there? Yeah, for sure. For the Russians? No. For the Chinese? No. For the North Koreans? No. Well, why would they target me? I mean, why would they target me specifically? We make life-saving equipment that we sell at times to the U.S. military and to public safety. Makes sense. Why would they target you? I don't know. Are you part of the critical infrastructure? You're part of the economy, which is arguably critical infrastructure. So, yeah. Refuge Medical number 1, Pete Lanters. Thank you. Let's all say that in Chineseium. Refuge Medical number 1. Number 1, Refuge Medical. Please make for you no breed out of reg. No breed reg. You know, put a tourniquet on. You no breed, no die. Big smile. Make happy video. Refuge Medical number 1. Almost half of small business. Oh, that was very racist, Bear. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I'm a white guy from Oklahoma. But technically, I'm a quarter Indian. So am I a colonizer or am I a First Peoples? I don't know. I don't care. Almost half of small businesses have no budget for cybersecurity whatsoever, and more than half of owners believe they can resolve an attack themselves, even though almost half had no response plan at all. Few businesses even encrypt their data or use endpoint security. So takeaways here. I'm both. Thank you, Palmetto Paratrooper. That's where all this inner turmoil comes from. It's like, am I colonizing or being colonized? What's happening here? To which heritage should I be true, right? Maybe have a response plan to cyber attacks. Maybe don't click the links in your emails. When you get the strange phone calls, don't talk to those people. And as far as data breaches are concerned, for me, that's the most esoteric. Like, I don't understand all that stuff, but I have people on staff and I have a circle of friends that do that are constantly plussing us up on that. So that's good stuff. But you probably want to look at those things and have an idea, a response plan of like, if I got hacked, if I was cyber attacked, what would I do? War game that on your lunch break today. Like, I wonder what that would look like. Okay, that's the brief for today. If you're on Patreon, you have the written here. You have all the links. You got all that stuff. It's in there, I promise you. In the doobly-doo in the description on every video and live stream is a link to Patreon. It's five doll hairs per month. But you can't even get like anything for $5. Oh, look, a pair of pump pliers. These are like $30, right? 6 months of pump plier ownership or 6 months of Patreon. You know, it's up to you. It's up to you. Two Expo markers. Boom. $5, right? Is this pink? I think that's pink. I don't know. It looks pink on screen.
Let me see.
Is that pink?
Yes, that's
hot. Nailed it. Super colorblind. So this morning on Patreon was a Q&A, question and answer, which we do a lot of that on Patreon. The entire model of Patreon is you ask me questions and I answer them in a specific video for you. And then I post that for everybody so that A, we can all learn from the answer in that question. And then B, in the comments, other people who are subject matter experts in that particular field that we discussed in that video can chime in, and then we all get better as a group. So it's a big old Patreon family. It's a big old Patreon community, and it's $5 hairs per month. So you should check that out. RefugeMedical.com today and today only. Anything you buy that's over $50, you get free shipping on. That's not nothing, people. We spend tens of thousands of dollars per month as a small business on shipping. And rather than passing that cost on to you, today, you spend more than $50, you get it for free. For free. So we also have a tremendous Black Friday sale coming and a Cyber Monday sale coming. So I would encourage you strongly to sign up for the Refuge Medical newsletter, as well as be checking that website Friday and Monday. I think. Should I scare everybody at the office? Should I say this out loud right now?
What are you doing?
When does the Black Friday sale actually start?
Thursday night, I think.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, the Black Friday sale actually starts.
The newsletter will tell you
what. Yeah, but if that's right. If you're on the newsletter, you will be notified. And we are not one of those companies. I got 15 emails from Palmetto State Armory yesterday. That's not an exaggeration. PSA. I love y'all, but shut the hell up. I don't want 15 emails every day. We are not one of those companies. We don't do that. We just, when we got something cool going on, we'll email you and let you know. And if you choose to engage, you choose to engage. If you don't choose to engage, no worries. No worries, bro. I ain't mad at you. But today and today only, free shipping on like actually made in America stuff. Like, look at that, right? Look at that. We made this in America. This is the adventure kit. 2.0. This bag was made 20 minutes from where I'm sitting right here. Made in America. Look at the stitching on that, bros. Yeah, serious. Right? Like real zippers. It's Molly compatible on the back. This is a great car kit and a great homestead kit, a great general purpose first aid kit because this has all your trauma stuff in it. Go ahead and open up the zippers. And like, look how like jam-packed it is. It's not filled with fluff. We didn't build this at Build-A-Bear, you know, fill it full of fluff just to make it look good. It's got the entire contents of a bear fact in here. So you can work MARS algorithm, you know, massive bleeding, airway, respiratory circulation, head injury, hypothermia, everything else in here. It's got OTC meds. It's got big gauze, small gauze, medium gauze. It's got all your creams and your wipes and all that stuff. It's got shears. You can add a surgical kit to it. It's got eye protection. It's got Band-Aids, right? Because we get all the time like, Bear, how come none of your kits have Band-Aids in them? Like, because I'm more interested in tourniquets. But people tell us all the time. They tell me. It's tremendous. Hey, you need Band-Aids. This one has an SK6 surgical kit in it. So if you have some wound closure, you know, ACE bandages, SAM splints, all that. It is like if you had to buy one first aid kit for your vehicle, you had to buy one first aid kit for your homestead or for your house or your apartment, this is the one. This is the adventure kit. And it's made in freaking America, y'all. And to the point, yesterday morning, I was ranting about made in America. And somebody rightfully so said, yeah, but what about your Condor bags? I want to address that on camera with all of y'all, okay? This is a mini stomp 2.0 right here that somebody put two patches on. This is a Condor bag. I want y'all to know, as of yesterday, well, first, for the last year, we have been trying to find an American-made company that can supply the volume of bags that we use for our MAX, which is mass casualty kit, for our stomps, for our mini stomps. These are our backpack bags, right? So this is the mini stomp. It's like a 30-liter bag. And then our stomp bag. So mini stomp and the MAC 4 come in a bag this size. And the full-size stomp, SEAL Team Operational Medical Pack, and the MAC 8, Mass Casualty 8, which will work 8 to 16 casualties, come in a 55-liter bag. We have been trying to source an American-made replacement for Condor for that for a year. Yesterday, I told our people, I said, sell through the existing inventory that we have. And then after that, they're either out of stock or we find somebody else in America that can make these bags. And so we have doubled down on that. It is 100% my goal, being 100% transparent with you, 100% my goal that everything, every single bag, every component, everything that we can get our hands on to the best of our freaking ability will be made in the United States of America. And so we are working hardcore on that because it's not just something I say. I don't say shit I don't believe in. It's something that I firmly believe in. And I'm willing to take our small business, which frankly, in this economic state that we're in right now, post-COVID, high inflation, Joe Biden as leader of the free world, dude, we're not down and out, but we're on the ropes, being completely honest with you. We're on the ropes. Cool. Well, I still have principles. And we're still swinging, man. We might be on the ropes, but I got big old hams for hands. And I got my brother, J.A. Dudley, who teaches me how to punch people in the face. So we're still swinging. But I'm going to liquidate that Condor inventory, which is good stuff. Otherwise, we wouldn't be using it. And then I'm not going to put that stuff back in stock. I'm not going to put that stuff back in stock until I have an American-made replacement for it. And we have been working diligently for a year to find somebody who can supply the quantity of bags at the quality that we require. We haven't found that yet. Doesn't mean we're not trying. We are. 100% are. And I know people say, well, call Hill People Gear. Call Spec Ops Guy. We've talked to all of those people.
Somebody said call SOE.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have John's number in my cell phone. We hang out. John doesn't have the bandwidth at SOE. The last time I talked to him, I was like, bro, send me stuff. Let's collab. And he's like, I wish I had the time to collab with you. And praise Yah, they're so flooded with orders that they make what they can when they can. He doesn't have the bandwidth to make me 50 or 100 packs. And I get it. So, but anyway, I wanted to be clear and transparent with y'all that that is our goal at refugemedical.com. Refuge training, there's lots of new dates up in the store. We also added an interactive map so that you can see on a national level what's the nearest class to you. A lot of those classes that we've added are already starting to fill up. And this is for our 2023 schedule. So I would greatly recommend, if it's that time of year where you're like, hey, I want to spend some money for some people that I love, give the gift of life. Please give the gift of life. Like some people sell life insurance. We sell life assurance. That's what we sell. Our kits have saved 56 people's lives to date that we know of. Our training has saved 2 lives so far that we know of. People that used their stuff that they got for free at the class, their training kit at class, to save somebody's life. We've empowered thousands of people to go out there and be the hero, to be the hands and feet, to make it's the best feeling you can possibly have. If you've ever saved somebody's life, you've done something that very few people in their entire life have ever done, ever. You are in a different bracket now. I've talked to people who have used our kits immediately after the accident, the wreck, the workplace incident, got them on the phone, and man, they're all keyed up. Like, oh my God, and then this happened, and then I did this, and then I put a tourniquet on, and then I called 911, and then they showed up, and then I packed a wound, and then I put on a chest seal, and it was incredible. I'm like, yeah, dude, good job. Way to be the hero. And then they pause, they come down, and you're like, yeah. It's like, yeah, you saved that person's life. And then the gravity of it hits them. And then usually, not always, but usually, they start sobbing. Happy tears, but they start sobbing. It's like, that's what Refuge sells. The gift of life. That's what Refuge training does. We teach people the fine art of how to not die. And there is not another class on the face of the earth that is comparable to what we do at Refuge training. So I would strongly encourage you to come to class. RefugeTraining.com. Lastly, GrindstoneMinistries.com. As y'all know, we just wrapped up a 15-day deployment in Idabel, Oklahoma for tornadoes down there. We have relocated one young single mom with 2 kids. We are covering her cost of living for the next year so that she can get back on her feet. Her house was picked up and thrown 12 foot off the foundation, broken in half as the roof was ripping off and her 9-year-old was being sucked out of the roof. The appliances were gone. The tornado picked up the appliances and threw them out of the house. In some cases, several hundred feet away did they land. And as her 9-year-old was being sucked through the roof, she cried out to God and asked for a favor. And literally, miraculously, dropped back down onto the bed that she was holding on to, that she was being sucked off of screaming. And our intention was to provide that young single mom a house, since her house was destroyed. After talking with her and praying over it, we realized pretty quickly she doesn't need a house. She needs a fresh start. In fact, she had been praying for a fresh start. And then her house was destroyed by a tornado. It's like, cool. You got your kids. You got your life. We will help cover the rest. And so we've already got her a place to live. We're working on appliances and furniture this week. We'll be getting her enrolled in a culinary arts program the beginning of this coming year in 2023. And we will be covering her living expenses for the next year so that she can focus on herself, focus on her kids, get a nice shiny piece of paper so she can advance her career path and then spread her wings and fly and then go be strong to help other people be strong. That's what Grindstone Ministry does. We're also building Caleb House. Caleb House is our restoration facility for juvenile human trafficking survivors, kids who have been serially raped by assholes. We have 24 people in our care right now. We have an ongoing mission right now to extract a 6-year-old from a very bad situation that 6-year-old is in. And we are 100% funded by y'all. We have never gotten a dime, whether we have sought it or not, from any foundation, any agency, any organization, any government ever. It's you. You are the one that empowers us to be able to do this. So with Giving Tuesday coming, I'd ask that you just please prayerfully remember us on Giving Tuesday. It costs us about $20,000 per month to put a covering over those 24 individuals that we have. That's not nothing. And we couldn't do it without you. So, with that being said, I appreciate every single one of you. Have you heard from the OK governor about a grant? Nope. I haven't heard a damn word. Happy to stand in front of the camera and say the right things. Crickets on the back end. We've only reached out a half a dozen times. Yeah. So, when I say we couldn't do this without you, I'm dead serious. You are the ones that empower us to be the hands and feet of the Most High. And I love every one of you for it. So thank you. Again, if you're new here, like, subscribe. If you're not, please share the show with somebody that you love. Thank you for supporting our American-made small businesses. Thank you for pouring into Grindstone Ministries and Caleb House. Thank you for tolerating me. I love you back, Sway. Y'all have a blessed day, all right? Shalom.